that don't make it, that praise him with their lips. These people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but their heart is far from me. The two witnesses are not stars, and that whole star-studded church world is nauseating. It exalts man. Everybody wants their guy to be the star. I don't want to downplay the role of someone who speaks and who teaches, who is like the angel, in the sense of not in the supernatural sense like an angel, but one who is a messenger from God. That's an important role. But these two witnesses, while they are kind of star-like in that they are prophesying, they are prophets, they are not called the stars because they are the churches. It's not just the men in the church who are, you know, the most important, or whatever you want to say, those who are take the leading role, but rather it is the church as a whole. And the church is not, you know, your local congregation. That's nothing. That's just a synagogue. It may very well be a synagogue of Satan, full of people who say they're Christians and are not, but do lie. Not your local synagogue of Satan, or your local synagogue of whatever, of Jesus. But it is not just a gathering of people, but a spiritual entity, which is built in God, a building not made with hands, is what we are. We are joined by his spirit. We can't see this. We are organized by his spirit. We cannot control this. He is the organizer. He brings forth what is needful in its time. I think it's funny when they try to unify the church. You know, there's always church unity type movements. The church is unified. Oh, you mean all that stuff? I mean, no, that's not, of course, yes, of course, I understand. But the real church is not those who are called in to some building, but rather those who are called out of the world and into the mystical body of Christ. The reason it's called his body, because it's an organic thing. It is temple, yes, it said that, but it's a temple not made with hands. It is the body, as it is said of him. It is not just this auditorium with a slick band and a smooth-talking guy in a $1,000 suit making six figures. And boy, doesn't he deserve it, because look at what a big church he's built. Look how many people he's got sitting in this room listening to him jabber. And what's he got to say? Jabber. He speaks of the world. How'll you get to heaven? Right? He's telling you how you get to heaven and what heaven is like. It's just a bunch of carnality where you can eat all your pastries and never get fat. You can sit around and listen to the heavenly music play on your little chaise longue. In, of course, the mansion that Christ has been slaving over for you, because after all, he's slaving for us. The true church is going to serve God in the end times. And we're not going to be gathered to Christ until the last trump. And that's still not here. And the best evidence for that is this chapter. The two candlesticks are, well, Paul, the way there were seven candlesticks. Well, there were. And if you remember, of the seven churches, he threatened five of them to remove their candlestick out of their place. Whereas two of them he had no fault with. Apparently, they did not heed the warning. And so they were moved from out of their place. Remember, they seem to be churches. They seem to be Christians. Any Christians who were among the other churches that fell away, these fake churches. Because you know what? In the fake churches, I speak of the organizations and the buildings. The Catholic organization. Within that organization, there are true believers. I have no doubt. You have a few names, even in Sardis. You have among, you know, always in these certain rooms, there are always people who have not defiled their garments. There is the true among the false. And when those churches, those five, become Babylon, which is what they will become, Mystery Babylon, the great whore, when they complete their falling away and consummate it by worshiping the beast and the dragon, by taking him as their husband, when they do that, the true will follow, will depart from those churches. They won't be part of that anymore, and then they will be consumed into the two remaining. And God will bring about the de facto union, an earthly union of the church. Because the church is unified in the spirit, but in the earth you can't really see it. During the tribulation is one of the few times you'll actually really be able to see the church as distinct from everything else in the world. Right now there's so much noise and confusion, it's so hard to tell the true from the false. When that time comes, there will be a definite distinction. It will be very obvious. The two candlesticks. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks. The olive trees is a reference to Zechariah 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is waked out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, with his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees beside it, by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my lord? And the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Here it is in reference to Zerubbabel, which is the other name for Nehemiah. And, you know, born in Babel is his name. Zerubbabel means born out of Babylon. And he was commissioned to, you know, rebuild the temple. And so he had a task in front of him that was seemingly impossible. What was Zechariah saying? He is going to be able to do it. It is not, it really explained him though. He says, Do you know what these be? And he said, No. And the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel is, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Then in verse 9 it says, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet of the hand of, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right of the side of the candlestick and on the left side thereof?